baby. I'm home. Oh, wow. You really did transform this place into a winter wonderland. I mean, it was a little icy on the road, but it wasn't too bad. Yeah, thank God the car has four-wheel drive. I mean, if it keeps snowing like it has, odds are it will be, in fact, too snowed in for me to go to work tomorrow. Yeah, everyone in the office was talking about it. I think everyone has their fingers crossed for a blizzard tonight. Which it actually kind of seems like it is out there. Yeah, the howl, it's coming down pretty seriously. Yeah, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire inside is delightful. I hope it lets it snow. Oh my God, you did bake cookies. I was like, what am I smelling? I was completely kidding this morning. I didn't really mean you had to make... I appreciate it, baby. When you make chocolate chip. Wow, look at you. From the box. My little baker. Did you cut this wood by yourself? No, I was hoping that you would wait until I got home, because I would totally cut this for you, but you did such a good job. Look at you, my little lumberjack. Yeah. I mean, I know we had some firewood from last year, but I didn't know how much we had. Yeah. I mean, look at you splitting it up all your... Yeah, you did such a good job. It looks beautiful. How long has it been burning for? Oh, wow. You did a good job. I'm glad you remembered to open the flue. Yeah. Oh, my God. To be fair, though, like, no one tells you that's a thing you have to do. You just assume you can light a fire. It's a fireplace. Yeah, you know, one would think that. But it's okay. You did such a good job. I'll have a couple in a second. It's just nice to be home and warm with you. Look at this view. I love it. It's like, yeah. The thing is, when you have snow, you take it for granted. And when you don't have it, and you get it one day, you're like, wow, it's magic. But I guarantee you, in like 2.5 weeks, we're going to hate this snow. Yeah, we're going to be like, oh my God, we have to shovel the driveway and sort of scrape ice out of the car. And we're going to be like, ah, the snow. But today, for now, in this one moment, we can look at it and be like, wow, isn't it magical? It would be a lot more magical if you didn't have to work all through, like, whenever it's snowing and you could just stay home. Snow would be the best thing in the world. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess you do have to go to the grocery at some point and other stuff. Maybe in the future we'll figure it out. Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. There's, like, I don't know what country it is, too, but where they have water being pumped under their roads that melts the roads. There's no ice on the road or whatever. Is it Norway or Iceland? It's somewhere. Yeah, it's a Scandinavian country. Yeah, if only it was that wonderful over here. Yeah, but I'll take our little slice of heaven. Because that's what it is. Oh my God, this house is really cute. And we haven't even started decorating for Christmas yet. Yeah, I know. I gotta go in the attic and pull all that down. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. I mean, if I'm home all day tomorrow anyway, we might as well go up in the attic, pull down the decorations, and just start doing stuff. I know you want a tree already, but I think it's still too early for a tree. This after Thanksgiving rule of thumb for a tree is ridiculous, in my opinion. Because the tree is dead by Christmas, then. I think the best time to get a Christmas tree is about 7 days before Christmas. What do you mean all the good ones are gone? Any tree is a good tree. No, if it was grown in the ground and it's green and has like a trunk, it's a good tree. Okay. How about this? We will go window shopping for trees soon. But I think we should wait a little longer. Yeah. Hey, I'm still pushing for I know we don't have a backyard big enough for it yet, but let's plant a little tree, like an evergreen in a pot, right? and just grow it all year round. And then when it comes down to Christmas, you have a tree. And then when it's too big for inside, you just plant it outside and you still continue to have a Christmas tree. And no trees have to die. Yeah. I'm 50-50 on killing the trees. I mean, I guess the tree's already been killed. But I just kind of feel bad about it. Not about, like, the whole cutting down... I mean, I guess it is the whole cutting down the tree thing. Because they were just minding their own business. Not, like, not really doing anything. And then some dude just comes out of nowhere and just cuts them down. I think I might be personifying the trees a little bit too much. No, we're still getting a tree. This isn't dissuading me against it. But I'm allowed to feel a little bad for the trees. Who will speak for them? Who will speak for the trees? I blame you. Well, yeah, you had ABC Family on last night. Or I guess Freeform now. Yeah, they always play reruns of The Lorax. Like 2 in the morning, I woke up to The Lorax. This is probably how he infiltrated my dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hear Danny DeVito's voice echoing in my head. I mean, yes, of course we're going to be watching. Are they still doing the 25 Days of Christmas? I hope so. That was the best part of the holiday season, was the 25 Days of Christmas. Oh, I can't wait. Stop motion. Yeah, well, I mean, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What's the other one with, like, is it Jack Frost? There's a million of those movies, and there's, like, the Yeti. Oh my god, they're so cute, and they're all stop motion-y. I hope they're on TV this year. I don't think we saw any last year. Last year was all Harry Potter, which I'm fine with, but it was just marathons of Harry Potter. TNT, USA, ABC. Yeah, I'm looking for some real Christmas movies this year. Harry Potter are Christmas movies. But in my opinion, there is Christmas movies as like Die Hard, which Die Hard is a Christmas movie. But it's not like a quintessential Christmas movie. It is. It's like essential viewing on Christmas Day. But I don't think it's like... It's only like that for like a group of people. I don't think everyone feels the way about Die Hard. Same with Harry Potter. I don't know if everyone's like, that's a Christmas movie. Yeah, like you feel that way about Twilight. I don't know if Twilight's a Christmas movie. I understand why you think it is. It's the same way I think Harry Potter's a Christmas movie. I cannot, like, it makes sense, but it's not really. What makes a Christmas movie a Christmas movie? That's a good question. It feels like there needs to be a Charlie Brown special on that. On, like, what makes a Christmas movie, Charlie Brown? See, that's a Christmas movie. Maybe it has to be animated. Maybe that's, like, a important component of it. Yeah, but A Wonderful Life isn't it, and Scrooge and all this stuff. But the best Scrooge one is obviously A Christmas Carol. With the Muppets, which is not animated either. There needs to be some kind of like childlike whimsy in it, I think, maybe. Like, maybe that's what it is. It's maybe why I think the first two Harry Potter movies are. Yeah, because they contain like childlike whimsy. Maybe that's what's important to a Christmas movie. Some childlike whimsy. I don't know. Yeah. Well, we can watch every conceivable Christmas movie possible because we're starting early. Yeah, because last year we didn't start watching Christmas movies until, like, literally the week of Christmas. It didn't really feel very Christmassy last year. But we have a whole month now, so we can get started. Why not? We should. I think we should watch one Christmas movie every night. Yeah, might as well. I'll let you pick, and then we can alternate. You'll go first, I'll go next. I don't know what I'm going to pick. We'll have to see. I'll have to see what's available to us, but I'll let you go pick first. Yeah, tonight after dinner. Speaking of which, let me start the oven so we can cook something. Yeah, I got it. I want to cook something for you tonight. You just cookies. You made dessert. At least I can use to make dinner, yeah? I'll let you think about what movie we're going to watch tonight. All I'm asking is a comedy. Something funny, at least. I don't want to watch, like... Is there a sad Christmas movie? Oh my god, Klaus was a sack. That made me cry. Yeah, let's look for a happy one. Yeah. Okay. I love you too.